When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Remember, the Fan's merch shop is open for all of your holiday shopping. Go to 1067thefanshop.com for our selection of men's and women's shirts and hoodies, coffee mugs, and more. Pick up those gifts for your loved ones. Order now for holiday delivery. The perfect gift is at 1067thefanshop.com. So get to ordering today. All right, we're joined right now by our friend Neil Greenberg, Washington Post sports columnist and noted stats geek, Metallica and Iron Maiden fan. We have a lot in common, me and Neil Greenberg. What's up, Neil?
Hi, how's it going? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you. So I'm on your Twitter, at @ngreenberg, and you reposted something from Tariq El-Bashir. It's video of Ovi skating. I mean, he's 2 weeks removed from a broken bone in his lower leg, and he's already out on the ice on a track in a tracksuit skating around. Now, he's not participating in drills. He's not in a full practice, but that's a great sign.
How far away
for,
is he
for a Caps team that's just crushing it right now in the Metropolitan Division? That Ovi looks like he'll be back sooner rather than later.
You know what?
Later.
They don't need him right now, so make sure you just don't push him and make sure he's 100%.
Yeah.
Because this team leads the league in goals scored.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're going to look at it and they're going to say, when does he cross the threshold of playing won't hurt himself? You know what I'm saying? They may not be 100%, but that him playing is not going to make it worse.
Neil, how baffled are you? I mean, you know hockey a thousand times more than I do. How baffled are you that the offense is so much better and so much more explosive this year than last year?
Yeah, I'm pretty surprised. I mean, coming into the season, I was saying that just enjoy the chase, the Gretzky chase. Mm-hmm. Hopefully Alex Ovechkin's healthy. I mean, I didn't really think the storyline would be this team would go back to the goal-scoring output we haven't seen since the fun and gun days, the young gun days. It's a remarkable story. You got to give a lot of credit, obviously, to the players and the coaching staff. Spencer Carberry has done an amazing job. And the fact that they're able to keep things going with their best player, rehabbing a leg injury is remarkable. It looks like maybe we have two teams of destiny in the DMV this year because the Capitals look really, really good.
And the other one, I guess you're going to say, is the Washington Commanders. I saw your article yesterday. You have their playoff odds at 78%. It's pretty good.
Yeah, so I have them in my power ratings as the 13th best team. I think that they'll win 10 games this year. And I was optimistic about Washington coming into the season, only because I didn't think it paid to be pessimistic. The floor was too low. But, you know, the Washington Commanders are playing really well. I mean, the offense got off to a historically great, efficient start. And with the exception of a couple little bumps down the road, I mean, they at least look like a playoff contender. You know, we won't know what happens until they actually make the playoffs and who they're playing, et cetera. But they certainly look like a playoff contender in year one, where almost every face in the organization is new from top to bottom.
Yeah, speaking on that, can you remember any personnel guy or GM in recent memory in the NFL that was as bad as Ron Rivera was, especially at picking first-round picks? Like, his other picks weren't great either, but there were some hits here or there. But his record with the number one picks that aren't with the team anymore is shocking. And it's shocking that they're in playoff contention with all of those guys off the roster.
Yeah, I think that last bit is the testament to the new organization, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, because they had very little to work with in terms of first-round talent. And, you know, obviously, you know, the deeper you go in the draft, the more difficult it is to get players that stick. So you really are counting on these first-rounders. But to just not only miss, but to miss on everyone in spectacular fashion is something that we don't see very often. And it could... You would expect it to really set the organization back, but luckily that it hasn't happened with Washington, at least not yet. But, yeah, Ron Rivera, I do not think should be in a talent evaluation role anytime in the near future.
Ron gets the blame for all of that. I get it. But Ron doesn't go out there and scout all the players. You know, the draft room.
No, he doesn't.
The draft room had 20 guys in the room, and they're all telling them certain things. You got to blame that entire staff, not just Ron.
Right. Organizational failure, right? Like that, I'm being cheeky, but yeah, it's an organizational failure. I think the fact that this regime has shown to be able to put players in positions to succeed, and the fact that the first round pick still washed out, I think is the most damning evidence of this whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, right. It was an organizational failure. I don't think anybody would defend that the Commanders were a well-run organization prior to this year. But hopefully you have the right people in the right spots now, and you know there's just a bright future for the organization going forward.
Talking to Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post, and you had written about the Tennessee defense before this game against the Commanders, that when you looked at DVOA, they weren't really that good. So you nailed that on your best bets. But I got to ask you, what's happened this year? 7-20.
Oh, my gosh. It is – talk about spectacular failures. I mean, I am just the worst. What's funny is I actually gave a derivative pick. I gave a first-half touchdown play for Baltimore. I had hit 14 of 15 that week in derivatives, like first-half totals, et cetera. The one that I gave in print failed. I am just cursed this year. It's like the Hindenburg meets the Titanic. I've had a lot of bad beats, like just a lot of fluky stuff. But yeah, it's troubling. It's tough, man. It's tough to put picks in print, and you know I have to own it, obviously. But I stand by the analysis. Just the teams just don't want to cooperate. So it's not me. It's an organizational failure of the teams.
Well, I'll give you credit. You nailed the Washington one. Some people, actually only one person in this room thought Tennessee was going to win.
Yeah, I was scarred from guaranteeing the Commanders win over Dallas the week before. So I overcorrected, Neil. Sometimes it happens.
Emotional hedge. You guys do emotional hedges all the time.
Of course.
It's kind of.
I wanted to ask you, though, about the playoff probabilities. So it looks good for Washington. And I think in your article you list the teams that potentially could catch them. Very low odds. Where's Dallas? I don't think you even listed Dallas in there because Micah Parsons said we come in
playoffs.
They won their last two.
Playoffs possibility?
They probably have to they'd have to run the table, right?
Yeah, no, close, I have them winning six games, and I don't have them in playoff contention. I think the team that Washington needs to worry about is Tampa Bay, because they have a very easy schedule going forward.
And they got the head-to-head.
They do, yeah. And they have the head-to-head. So they play the Raiders, Chargers, Cowboys, Panthers, Saints. I mean, there's not a good team on that list this season. So I think Tampa Bay is like the team that I think is going to make another team cry by getting that extra wild card spot. But they also could win the division. I mean, they're tied for the division, too. So having that easier schedule, I think, kind of gives them a leg up on Atlanta, who still has to play the Vikings. They have to play the Commanders, too. Interesting things going down the stretch.
Yeah, I would say I get your point on Tampa, but I think based on the schedule, I think Tampa's going to win the division, which does so Washington's record against Tampa wouldn't matter. I think it's the Atlanta game that's bigger because of the head-to-head, and I think Atlanta will be fighting for the wild card, not the division title.
Yeah, there's a lot can happen. I can see Tampa, though, winning out. That's the thing. Like, if they, but like you said, that might get them the division. It's close. There's a lot of weird stuff happening this year. I think the playoff picture will be in flux for a little bit. It's interesting. Look, the fact that we're even talking about Washington in a playoff race this year is amazing. I think that they will make the playoffs. I haven't really doubted that. Even when they were losing games, it didn't really worry me too much.
So you have them winning 10 games. Which two games do you have them losing? Phillies, I'm guessing one.
Yeah, the Eagles game.
Because that game's going to mean a lot for Philly because they're going to be going for that one seed.
It is, yeah. I would say looking at it, it looks like they're going to lose at least my model thinks they'll lose Philadelphia and Atlanta.
Wow.
But then what happens in week 18 against Dallas? Like, do they have to play that game?
Right.
Right? Like, who knows what happens?
Mm-hmm.
I've had them at a 10-win projection, a double-digit projection for most of the season. So I'd be surprised if they fell short of that.
Neil, you tweeted in late November how Cliff Kingsbury's offenses get worse as the NFL season wears on. Luckily, they put a 42 ball on the Titans heading into the bye week, so we don't have to hear as much about the Cliff that was gaining momentum after the three straight losses. Talk about what you did when you did a deep dive on those numbers.
Yeah, so is a cliff. Like, his offenses do get worse as the season goes on. I was just reading Ben Standig. He kind of did like a, not a TikTok, but he went through season by season and some injuries and defensive issues caused some wins there. But just looking at like the offensive efficiency, it gets worse. The challenge with this year is the offense was like historically efficient at the beginning of the year.
Mm-hmm.
It really only had one place to go, right? Like, it's not going to get more historically efficient. It's only going to get worse. And that's just the way, like, offenses work. That's just the way that the NFL defenses see film, et cetera. So I would have expected a downturn even if Cliff's offenses got better, like, the second half of the year. But then, like you said, they put up 40. So that should allay some concerns. I don't think it's much of a big deal. I think we're just looking at some small sample size things. He's only focused on the offense this year. He seems to have a good handle on what's going on. He's got a very good quarterback. If the offense went from historically great to very, very good, Washington is still in a very enviable position.
What kind of a factor do you think Marshawn Lattimore is going to have?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection.
We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
If he's healthy, I think he's good. I mean, we've already kind of seen what you can plug in some of these defensive veteran guys and have some good success. So I'm optimistic. I mean, I think that it also helps move around some players that will be in a better position. Maybe schematically, it allows you to play the safeties different. So I'm excited to see like what the defense does, because I do think the defensive improvement of Washington has been an under-talked about facet of their success. The defense was very, very bad starting in the season, and then got really it improved quite a bit. So I think that if this helps kind of move some pieces around to more of a position of strength, I think Lattimore could have a huge impact on the team. So we'll just have to wait and see.
Neil, good to catch up with you, man. We'll have you on again soon.
All right, love you guys. Happy holidays. Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you, Neil.
Sir, and
appreciate
your family.
It.
Neil Greenberg from the Washington Post at N Greenberg is where you find him on Twitter. Don't forget, coming up in just about an hour, Brian Robinson Jr. from the Commanders will join us here on the Jux.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.